Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to the Profiles on Radio Islam International this Thursday evening, 3rd April, which also corresponds with 3rd Jamadul Akhirah, 1435 AH. My name is Suhaib, standing in for Mawlana Habib Bobat for this week, and inshallah we will be in your company till 10 PM. What you can expect in this week's edition of the Profiles program is that in the second hour, we will be paying tribute and we will be profiling Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Ali of Bayview, Chatswood in Durban. But before that, in the first hour, inshallah, we'll be profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium. To discuss with us regarding Islamic Hope Line, inshallah, we'll be joined by Mawlana Yusuf Abid as well as Sister Yasmin of Islamic Hope Line. And that will come in this first hour, first Islamic Hope Line. And thereafter, inshallah, we'll be paying tribute and we'll be profiling Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Ali of Bayview, Chatswood in Durban. And that will be from 9 to 10 p.m. where we profile ulama that have passed away in our country. So before that, we go for Isha break. And inshallah, we go for our ad break. When we return, inshallah, we'll be speaking to Mawlana Yusuf Abid of Lodium as well as Sister Yasmin. Stay tuned.
Radio Islam's Azan times are for the Johannesburg region only. Please follow the Azan of your locality.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد Oh. لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعث اللهم ربنا المقام المحمود الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه says that whenever Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم happened to face any difficulty, he would at once resort to salah.
Ghusl and kafan classes to be conducted by Mulana Yahya Bam. Practical method of giving ghusl to a deceased person. The method of tying the kafan. Government requirements. Related masail will be discussed. Wednesday, 9th April, after Isha, at the Jamiat Burial Center, 33 Kaku Avenue, Lanesia, Extension 1. Jamiatul Ulama, South Africa, serving Allah by serving His creation.
As the dawn breaks and the day begins, as the light of the sun dissipates the darkness of the night, allow the nur of the Dhikr of Allah to penetrate your soul. Join Mulana Shafiq Ibn Umar every Monday to Friday.
A person remembers Allah in times of peace and prosperity. Then when he is in trouble, قَالَ مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً وَاحِدَةً صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا.
As he brings to you the early morning Dhikr program, Riyadu Dhakirin, comprising the virtues of Dhikr, the tafsir of the glorious Quran, various beautiful Dhikr recitations, the 40 Duruds,
the day of judgment, one the Holy Quran which will argue with men, whosoever recites Salat on me one, him shall Allah recite Salat 10 times.
Grace to your heart's content in Riyadu Dhakirin, the gardens of remembrance, the gardens of those who remember Allah Ta'ala, the gardens of Jannah.
La ilaha illa wa rahman. ودعاة لله الجبار شرحنا العلماء هم
You're listening to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International.
ودعاة لله الجبار شرحوا من علمهم حكما.
Alright, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this Thursday evening, 3rd April, which also corresponds with 3rd Jamadul Akhirah, 1435 AH. This is our Profiles program. And just to remind you that in the second hour from 9 to 10 p.m., inshallah, we'll be profiling and we'll be paying tribute to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Alayh of Bayview, Chatsworth in Durban. And before that, inshallah, we'll be profiling an organization. And this week, inshallah, Allah will be profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium. So to discuss that with us, we're supposed to be having Mawlana Yusuf Abed Saab also, who's supposed to be contributing to this program, but unfortunately we cannot get hold of Mawlana Yusuf Abed. Inshallah, we can speak to Mawlana some other time. But we do have on the line Sister Yasmin Patel from Lodium, who's part of Islamic Hope Line. So we cross over to Sister Yasmin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Mawlana?
Jaa alhamdulillah shukr. And we trust that you are also well.
Alhamdulillah and salams to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Appa, before we discuss regarding the Hope Line, can you kindly give us a brief background of the Islamic Hope Line, how and when it was established and what prompted it, Appa?
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to begin by saying that the Islamic Hope Line is the counseling wing of the Jamiatul Ulama in Pretoria. We are headed by Mawlana Abbas Ali Jinnah, and alhamdulillah, with his wisdom, guidance and foresight, and as well as all the ulama and the people that work and network with the Hope Line, I think, you know, I really say that we have touched many hearts and many homes in our area. Then also, I'd like to mention, we're in operation for now, it's now roughly 11 years. It was started up just by two ladies, a lady by the name of Shehnaz and myself. I think over the years, many people used to approach me informally. And this brought me to the realization that there is a need to start such, you know, a counseling service in our area. And given that I had approached the Jamiatul Ulama in the Pretoria area and discussed my vision of starting up some sort of counseling service like this, as it turned out, Shinaz had also made the similar request to the Jamiat. And so the Jamiat then put us in touch. And it was an excellent partnership, I must say. We, alhamdulillah, we went together for the training. We received tremendous support from all those that were involved with the Jamiat in Pretoria, as well as the Islamic Care Line in Johannesburg, because that is where initially we had done our training. And this was how the whole plan was launched. It started off very smoothly. And alhamdulillah, initially we used small offices upstairs in the Darussalam Masjid. And alhamdulillah, today we have a staff complement of around about 11, 12 counselors. It varies, you know, all the time. But today we that's where we are. Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your people's efforts. And now, could you give us a brief overview of the activities of the Islamic Hope Line?
Okay. Essentially, what we do is we offer counseling. People come to us when they have difficulty in dealing with issues. These vary, be it marital discord, just problems arising from substance abuse, which would be either drugs or alcohol. And when there's abuse, I think either physical, emotional, or verbal, sometimes when families just have a conflict, or also when families are suddenly marred by trauma or bereavement of sorts, you know, when there's a mayat or something, it leaves people very traumatized. So we also offer support during a divorce, and we see many children in traumatic states as a result of divorce or a separation, or even when families just fall victim to drug abuse or crime or, you know, that sort of thing. What we strive to achieve at our center is to help people to understand a situation and to cope better. And also perhaps just to give them a different perspective and to give them strength. You know, there are times where, maybe I would say it like this, I think all the counseling centers would agree with me when we say we cannot sometimes solve every problem. But alhamdulillah, we manage to sometimes solve some problems. But at times the situation is as is and we can't change it, you know. But that, even then, we can just try to help people deal with it better.
Appa, you mentioned that there are approximately 11 to 12...
It ranges. At the moment, currently we're 11 now.
So what kind of professionals do you have on board that offers the help and services to your community?
Okay, currently, look, we are six, right? We are six female counselors. We are five male counselors. We are also supported by a network of professionals in various fields in the community. And these people understand the social dynamics of our area, of what we are facing. And they're willing to discuss further with the client, be it either medical, so we have doctors on, you know, with us, lawyers, that's in the legal field, as well as even in the psychological background, we've got psychologists that offer their services. So as we see sometimes a need to refer a client to somebody, or, you know, we feel they could perhaps benefit from anybody in the professional fraternity, we would refer them.
Just to remind our listeners, time right now is 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is our profiles program. And normally during this time of the week, we normally profile different organizations. This week, we are profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium. And we are speaking to Sister Yasmin Patel of Lodium. She's from Islamic Hope Line. Appa, you mentioned that there are 11 staff, you have 11 staff complement. From that, do you also have how many full-time and part-time volunteers do you have? Do you have any volunteers, and do you have full-time or part-time volunteers?
We have part-time volunteers. We've had a lot of people that have, you know, throughout the years have had to leave the organization, either due to having babies or starting work or something of the sort, but they're still part of our organization. Last year we were 12. In fact, somebody's just left because she had to join the business. As I've mentioned, you know, we currently are six ladies. We have a very experienced male counselor, and we've got four Mawlanas on board with us. Alhamdulillah, thus far we've been able to cater for the volume of requests that have been made. So, you know, whatever when we need to pull in anybody in the area, and we know a lot of people who've been part of our organization, and they always tell us, you need anything, call us up, we're there. So I think with that support and network that we have with the various counselors that were on board with us, I could successfully say we've managed to service the town quite well.
MashaAllah, accepted. As you mentioned, there are sorts of issues that the community has. So what age group regularly features at the Islamic Hopeline for counseling, Apa?
You know, Maulana, I would say there is no particular age group. Really, the social problems affect all ages. We counsel children from a few years old to adults to people in their 60s, 70s coming in for even marital issues. So I would say, yes, we don't have an age barrier. We have everything from 2 years, 3 years to roughly 75, 80. And this is no exaggeration. I think all the counseling centers would agree with me. That is what we do see at the moment.
So you say there's no age group. So on a monthly basis, how many cases do you attend to?
It varies month to month, but on average we do see roughly 35, 40. It varies. There are times it goes a bit higher than this number. There are months when I say, alhamdulillah, it's a good month, where the number is about lower on the 35 range. But I would say on average 35 to 40 cases a month.
So is this a free service that you offer to your community, or is there a minimal fee that is attached to the counseling that you provide?
We don't charge any fee for the counseling. We do it, alhamdulillah. I would like to mention that firstly, all our office is run fully by volunteer counselors. Every one of them are committed, dedicated, and they give their time because they have a passion for this. Really, alhamdulillah, every one of them, you know, we work after hours, we work beyond our hours as well. And our office doesn't charge, alhamdulillah, the Jamiat is very footable this side, alhamdulillah.
So how do you meet your expenses if there's no...
That is done by the Jamiat, alhamdulillah. The Jamiat completely covers all that.
MashaAllah. Now, do you only cater for Lodium area, Lodium community, or which other areas do you cater for also?
No, we are definitely not geographically limited. I would say the bulk of our cases are from the greater Pretoria area, Pretoria and its surrounds. I would say perhaps 70-75% would be from this area. However, we see people from, and if I tell you Swaziland to Nelspruit to Maputo in the east, from there to Rustenburg in the west, throughout Brits, and then we go, you know, north as well, Limpopo. I think we're very central. And we see people from Limpopo to, if I tell you Petersburg, to the entire coastline, Durban, East London, PE, Cape Town. We have people that, alhamdulillah, have flown down from PE, East London to see us. People from Cape Town that have flown down to see us. So we cover a wide range. And I must also say, alhamdulillah, we network very well with the other organizations too. So when we have a client from perhaps Fordsburg, Mayfair area, we first try and refer it back to Careline. Or if it's somebody from Lanesia and its surrounds, we first tell them to approach the helpline. You know, that is the first referral we would do. Sometimes they choose to actually come back to us. And a lot of times the one spouse is from Pretoria, for instance, and the other is from Johannesburg or, you know, that sort of thing. So they prefer to use our offices. But we always give them the option. And really, as I said, I think, cover the country. We've had clients from overseas as well, so I think we do service quite a vast, really a vast area.
Jabba, now counseling is very vital and very important, so what type of training have the counselors at Hopeline undergone?
All our counselors have been trained. I think a lot of us have trained through Careline. Some of my counselors have trained via Lifeline as well. And these were all under very qualified and experienced trainers at these places. They've all, you know, had their certificates as well, and I think they're very competent. And alhamdulillah, it's going very good to this side.
MashaAllah. Just to remind our listeners, time right now is 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. We are profiling Islamic Hopeline of Lodium, and we are speaking to Sister Yasmin Patel, who's from Islamic Hopeline, discussing some of the issues with us. Appa, before we continue, we'll need to take a break. Inshallah, we go for a break, and when we come back, we'll continue with the program.
Okay.
Radio Islam's Caller of the Week. Stand a chance to win fabulous prizes on Radio Islam International. All you have to do is call in and contribute to our on-air discussion. Every week, presenters will be nominating outstanding callers who made valuable contributions to their programs. The caller with the best contribution will be announced on Friday mornings and will be crowned Caller of the Week. Radio Islam, to win or not to win, it's your call.
Radio Islam International, the world is our community.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All and absolute praise is due only to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And abundant salutations be upon the teacher to mankind, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Almighty, Radio Islam has over the last 2 decades endeavored to promote the message of Islam and dispel misconceptions related to faith and its followers. In striving to be the authentic Islamic voice of Muslims nationally and globally, Radio Islam remains consistent in its objectives to produce and broadcast content which educates, truly inspires, and uplifts humankind. By the grace of the Almighty, Radio Islam has been nominated and awarded multiple honors in numerous categories from distinguished organizations and associations in recognition of our humble efforts made within the broadcasting sector. This noteworthy recognition has served as a motivational catalyst for our dedicated staff, encouraging individuals and teams alike to continue delivering the highest standard of quality radio broadcasting. Believers have been encouraged by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to strive for ihsan and excellence in all that we set out to accomplish. The acknowledgement of our peers serve as a morale boost for our various media teams, producers, presenters and engineers, whilst providing us with another opportunity to prove our commitment to you, our sincere supporters. All praise to the Almighty. Radio Islam has been nominated as a finalist in 10 categories by distinguished judges of MTN Radio Awards 2014. Category 1, Afternoon Drive Presenter, Mufti Yusuf Musaji, Your World Today. Category 2, Breakfast Show Presenter, Maulana Suleiman Rawat, Sabahul Muslim. Category 3, Breakfast Show, Sabahul Muslim. Category 4, Community Presenter, Mufti Yusuf Musaji. Category 5, Content Producer, Mufti Yusuf Musaji. Category 6, News and Actuality Presenter, Maulana Suleiman Rawat. Category 7, News and Actuality Show, Sabahul Muslim. Category 8, On-Air Packaging, Ibrahim Shah. Category 9, Promotion Stunts and Events, Don't Be That Guy, Hijaz Khan. And Category 10, Community Radio Station of the Year, Radio Islam. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with steadfastness and crown our efforts with divine acceptance. Ameen.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرام مقلة بدم مولاي يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبات الريح من تلقائك عظيمات أو ما ظل برق في الظلماء من نظام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما لي عينيك إن قلت اكفوفا فمتى وما لي قلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحسب صب
واعرفوا أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومغطرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلال ولا ألقت لذكر الباني والعالم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام.
All right, welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is our Profiles program, and this week we are profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium, and we have Sister Yasmin Patel on the line with us, who is discussing regarding some of the activities that Islamic Hope Line carries out. So we welcome you back, Sister Yasmin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Appa, you mentioned earlier on that the staff or the people that are working at you, working with you, they went for many workshops and many different training. So, do you offer premarital counseling as well? And if so, kindly explain what's the procedure.
Gee, we do offer premarital counseling. Where there is a particular request, we refer that to the ulama within our panel. And the Mawlana and sometimes the counselor together with the Mawlana would tailor-make something suitable for the couple depending on the type of request that comes forward. And then on a general approach, we normally hold a, you know, we've done it many times. I think over the 11 years, we must have done it about 5-6 times already, where we've had marital workshops on a regular basis. It is much more a relaxed setting. You know, we have diverse ulama coming in, and I think we have experts in the various fields. And these workshops are not stigmatized. You know, people just walk in as they please. It's a very relaxed setting. And I think these workshops are not only importantly for newly married couples, which is important. I think, you know, anybody could learn from and benefit from these workshops.
Indeed. As we know, Appa, that drugs are major problems in our society and in our community. No one can be say that they are safe from drugs. So in what way does the Islamic Hope Line get involved in combating these problems of drugs in our society?
Okay, look, when clients first come to us, we would normally just, we would counsel the client first, and we would give support often to the family members. Sometimes it's the family member who approaches us. We also link up with, and we network a lot with, I think, the Crescent of Hope. We've in Mahalisburg, and we've referred many clients to them. For our counselors, we've also arranged a special session with Brother Rafiq Mayed from the Crescent of Hope. He came through, and, you know, that was just to upskill our counselors to be able to deal with the drug cases appropriately, and to in fact just enhance their skills as well for the counselors. For the public also, we had scheduled an awareness program. I think it was towards the end of last year. This was at the Darussalam Masjid, so that the people know what's happening around, what to look out for, the telltale signs, you know. And I think that is all important. Alhamdulillah, that also went off well.
So those people that are traumatized, another activity that the Islamic Hope Line offers is to those that are traumatized, to counsel them also. So what's the procedure? How do you counsel them? What sorts of advice do you give these people that are traumatized?
We do. Look, what we would normally, especially family members, they would regularly, we would basically give them skills to better cope them for themselves. And I think just by them being able to speak to somebody, that in itself is perhaps an excellent means, and they know that person's not going to tell the whole world. Just they have a support system, and they know they can reach out to us. I think that is support in itself, I think, which, you know, it's just beyond Mawlana. You cannot realize we get calls like this daily from family members, from wives, from sisters, from brothers, you know. And importantly, sometimes children are affected by this in a quite a bad way. So, you know, I cannot tell you, it's just the drug problem is major in our communities. It's extensive. We have to, in fact, what we last time suggested is the ulama body, if they could perhaps use the member to enlighten people what's really happening out there, they'd be perhaps more better informed with that.
Another problem that we normally face in our community is that marriage problems, and we have lots of problems taking place in the marriages also. So do you perhaps have workshops or any workshops for these married couples? And if these married couples are having any problems, do they come to you also? And what's the procedure in that regard?
We have a lot of marital issues. I think the bulk of our cases have to do with maritals. Mm. Because I think if we really analyze the situation, whatever you do, it's going to impact on a marriage. Mm. Whether you be taking substance, whether you be busy with pornography, for instance, or your cell phone, or you know, misusing of media, or whatever the case may be, it's going to impact on your life, on your marriage, perhaps the parents' marriage, whatever the case may be. So yes, marriages are quite taxing these days. What we, as I mentioned earlier, we do have the workshops, which we've set up quite a few already.
Mm.
And, I think yes, marriages are the bulk of our cases. If I put it, perhaps if I gave you a figure to it, maybe around about 80% are marriage cases.
Mm.
Yes, and I think, that it starts there, and then the talaq is another issue which we're dealing with.
Just to remind our listeners, time right now is 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is our profile program, and this week we are profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium. We are speaking to Sister Yasmin Patel. She's part of Islamic Hope Line, speaking to us and discussing to us some of the activities that takes place at Islamic Hope Line. Now, Appa, early on you mentioned that lots of people approached you before the Islamic Hope Line came into existence. What was the reason? Why did they choose to approach you? Did you have any background skills, any background knowledge to this, and what was the reason they approached you?
No, I think, I don't know, but this is, from what I'm going to say, it's perhaps sometimes people look for somebody they can confide in, but that person's not going to perhaps tell others. And I think that is very important, to be able to confide in somebody. And I think I would look at it that way. There was a need in our town, there was nothing of the sort, so I would say they just approach you, and, you know, if you look at it like that, Mulan, ourselves, if we had to speak to somebody, you wouldn't want to tell somebody who would be somebody telling others.
Mm.
Yeah.
So are your clients mostly Muslims, or do you have non-Muslims also coming?
Look, offhand, I would say we have mostly Muslim, but we have a lot. We do have clients. We've had Hindu before. We've had, yes, the Christian religion as well. But the most of it is Muslim. We've had a lot of marriages, of interfaith marriages. So, you know, one party would be Muslim, the other was perhaps of another religious background.
Mm.
But, we have dealt with recently as well. There was a couple that were married. The one woman had not reverted to Islam, so she was Christian.
Mm.
And the husband was, and we've had a lot like that, where sometimes they're of Hindu faith, sometimes they've reverted to Islam. Mm. Sometimes they haven't reverted as well. Yeah. So it's not extensively only for Muslims. We take it across. Whoever comes to us, we serve whoever we can.
Gee, now after you counsel your clients, do you have a follow-up process with your clients?
Gee, we have a regular contact with our clients. And this is just to check, you know, whether the client needs further support, and until we see the client is comfortable enough and you know, they're coping well themselves, and depending on what they tell us, we would ascertain as to whether they need further assistance. They themselves, if they have the need, they would call us and say, you know, I need to come in again, or I need to speak to you, or something of the sort. So we would ascertain based on the contact we have with them whether they do need further support or not.
Mm.
And we follow up everyone till we, you know, till they are on their own, they're comfortable, and they can cope better.
Yeah. Now, Appa, how important is this counseling, and who can approach you and who can contact you? But firstly, more important, that can you tell our listeners, for the benefit of our listeners, how important is to go for counseling?
Mulana, that's a personal thing. Look, counseling is going to help if you go with an open mind, firstly.
Mm.
And if you're ready to accept counseling too.
Sure.
If, you know, a person may be afflicted by a trauma, And they may not want to go. And the family may say, look, I think you need to go. And, you know, family may be put pressure on them. But if they're not ready to go and they don't want to go, you're not going to achieve too much that way. Sometimes they would, because we've had people that were actually pressurized into coming and later came back and told us, look, you know, we're glad we've come because you've really assisted us in this, and we never looked at life this way. We never, we look at life differently now. We've seen a different foresight into what you're telling us or whatever. So it does, every case is unique. It depends entirely on the person themselves, how open-minded they are. But I would say if you come with an open mind, it would benefit you more, and you must want to go. It, you know, previously I think counseling had stigma attached to it. You know, I wouldn't go for counseling, but it's nothing of the sort these days. Really nothing. Everybody comes. They're not shy. Nobody's, the people want help, they come out.
And then obviously when a person is being counseled, obviously the problems they are going to share with you needs to be confidential. Absolutely. How confidential is it at Islamic Hope Line also?
We try, this is something we brief them in the beginning of our session. We try and maintain it as confidential as possible. Often our maritals are held with a mulana as well as a female, or a male as well as a female counselor. That was something we've started off from the initial onset of our counseling. Any marital would have a male as well as a female present. And we always tell them, we keep it as strict, as confidential as possible within our room. However, there are times we may need to consult further with the ulama, in particular Mawlana Abbas Ali Jinnah, or we may need to get, but in that case, we leave the client that we may need to get advice in this situation of yours, so they are aware of it. But beside that, it remains just with the counselors. Even one counselor would not tell the other counselor what's happening. We keep it entirely confidential.
Another thing is that we have, like, when a person is sick or something, then he goes to a doctor, and then sometimes he goes for a second opinion. Now, does this work in counseling also? Is it good to move around from one counselor to another counselor, or does a person have to stick to just one counselor?
We try and keep it to one counselor. However, sometimes a client may perhaps get too comfortable with a certain counselor, or the counselor, we would see, though, every counselor has got perhaps certain skills which they're better at. So it depends. If we feel, and the counselor may feel, look, you know, I'm not getting anywhere with this client, you need to perhaps look at somebody else. We would then consider to change. But if, and that's on very rare occasions. Otherwise, I think we try and stick to one particular counselor. We don't try to cross each other. I am the supervisor there, so normally they would liaise with me, and I know what really happens around the office. And if we feel the need to change, then we do. But now, I think this is very rare, and I think even confidentiality, then is, you know, we would inform the client as well that if, you know, you're going from one to the other, be aware there's different. I think every counselor also has a different approach. So before we, in fact, also just allocate a case to somebody, we like to tailor make it to, you know, we know which counselors are geared up to do what better. And I think everybody's got a particular skill which they're inclined to. And, we work, alhamdulillah, I think very well that way. Being not too big an organization, also we have, I know my counselors very well. And alhamdulillah, it's just, subhanAllah, Allah has really been merciful to us. It's worked excellent in our office.
Time right now is exactly 8:45. We are speaking to Sister Yasmin Patel of Lodium. She's from Islamic Hope Line in Lodium, and which is run under Jamiatul Ulama South Africa. And we are highlighting and profiling some of the activities that takes place at Islamic Hope Line in Lodium. Now, what kind of people can approach you? Who can come to you for assistance, Upper?
I think, Mulana, anybody needing assistance in any emotional matter, if I put it emotional, yes, it's perhaps when people cannot cope in any facet of life, anybody approaches us. It depends. We say it's so diverse. Counseling is, I think sometimes it perhaps may not be for us, and somebody may come and we would then, you know, refer it to the appropriate person, but generally we deal with, I think, almost anything.
in this time of technology, we find that lots of youth are engrossed in this technologies, and that's one of the main issues and main problems that our youth are facing. So with that regard, in that regard, do you have youth coming to for any counseling also? And also, what sorts of advices would you render to them, Appa?
I think the, you know, the technology these days, perhaps if I may put it this way, the misuse of the technology, this, you know, you cannot do away with what we're having. But advice to them, I think, Mulana, you know, we are so taxed these days by everything from technology to drugs to whatever. I think if I just may sum it up to say Allah consciousness is perhaps the best thing we can advise all our people, just to be Allah conscious in whatever we do, because that in itself will try and prevent any harms or any wrongdoing in any home. It's very important. I think, you know, today shaitan is out there, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala protect us and the youth. But you know, there's, it's like if you go into a home today, which child is not on a cell phone? Which child is not busy liaising? Right, sitting right in front of you on the internet. Who's, you know, we don't even know what's happening. And like you say, we cannot do away with these technologies, and the challenges are so much with us at the moment. I think perhaps a lack of consciousness may be the best thing we can advise anybody out there.
Now, I know that counseling might be a tough job. So what are some of the challenges, some of the problems that you might be facing regularly?
Look, what we face regularly, Mulana, I think our the main issue at the moment, right, one of them would be talaq. Talaq is one of the biggest challenges we face. It is becoming extremely common in the community. Also, when people giving a divorce, what we notice is there is a level of ignorance regarding the rules and the types of talaq. And very often, three talaqs are given. And later the couple would approach us in the hope of reconciliation. And, you know, we know that's not possible. That may be just one, right? One of them. Then we have the challenge of the social media at the moment, right? It seems to have a great strain on relationships. By social media, I'm referring to everything from internet to Facebook to pornography to even just the WhatsApp or the BBM. It is there. It has its place in society. It cannot be wished away with. But importantly, it has to be used correctly. Then also, I think substance abuse is posing a great threat in the communities, in it's just taking its toll on relationships. And by this, you know, I'm referring to not just drugs. I'm also referring to alcohol. We're seeing a great amount of alcohol abuse. And with that, we're seeing families being really taxed by that. And lastly, well, and I'm going to say something here. We're noticing recently an increase in the cases dealing with homosexuality. And this is both with males as well as females. And this is very concerning for us. And, you know, it over the years we've had one and two and three, and recently we're hearing a lot about it. It's something that's become extremely, extremely worrying in our areas.
Now, Appa, how do you promote your organizations? How do people get to know about what Islamic Hopeline is all about?
You know, alhamdulillah, I must say, Mulana, mostly our organization was advertised through word of mouth. We did not do too much advertising, but I think one of them, the Arashid paper, the Jamiat's normally has our advert in there. We've had adverts carried out very rarely in the Muslim Woman magazine, but I think essentially it was by word of mouth, and then the Radio Islam normally carries out the advert, which is alhamdulillah very appreciative. And I think mostly we would say word of mouth, because we rarely ever put an advert in the paper. It's never, I think it must have happened on one or two occasions when we started off. But alhamdulillah, it's mostly word of mouth in the area. People, you know, somebody you may have assisted or you've helped along the way, and they know this person having a problem, they would say, look, call the Hope Line. And, you know, it's just, like that. And then when eventually the people would come to us, they would say, we never heard you. We didn't even know you existed. This friend told me, or, you know. So yes, perhaps there is a need for better advertising. But I must say we are quite, we are busy as well. So we would not take on any challenge that comes our way.
MashaAllah. Now, how accessible and how easy to get in touch with Islamic Hopeline in concluding, if we can give away the details of Islamic Hopeline for people who would like to get in touch with Islamic Hopeline, Appa?
Okay, I will do. I must say our lines were down with the rains that we've had recently, so please, if anybody doesn't just get through to us, bear with us. Our lines were down for the last week. Our phone numbers in the office are 012-374-7876. We've got a second number as well. It's 012-374-0026. Failing that, Mulana, we also keep a crisis line number because there are times we're not in office. That is 084-251-0708. And if anybody battles, they, I mean, they often contact the Jamiat, or if, you know, and the Jamiat gives us the message.
Okay, Appa, in conclusion, your concluding remarks?
I'd like to say, Mulana, this is not something I've done on my own. I think, alhamdulillah, there are many people behind the scenes. All the people that work at the Hope Light, firstly. And never mind just them. I think it's even their families. You know, we have to appreciate and say thanks to all the families out there, the families who've allowed the women and the men also to come and counsel. And we say jazakallah to our Jamiat here for supporting us extensively, all the ulama that are involved, because very often we would get referrals from ulama in our town who had dealt with a case. To everybody in our area who have supported our organization, we'd like to thank them. And on behalf of all those that work on at the Hope Line, we'd also like to say, make a dua and say, you know, we jazakallah to Radio Islam for giving us this opportunity. And we make dua that, you know, Allah chose us from amongst many of the people to serve mankind. We are appreciative of that as well. And, We're just thankful for being given this opportunity, Mulana.
Yeah, and we say Jazakallahu khairan to yourself also for availing yourself and doing this wonderful work. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use you to touch many homes and many people's lives and change your life also.
Alhamdulillah. And I'm really sorry, Mulana, Yusuf couldn't be with us, but inshallah we can maybe schedule something else for him and one of my counselors as well.
Inshallah, we can schedule another program at other time also, inshallah. But jazakallah for availing yourself, Sister Yasmin. Just to repeat the numbers that you gave away earlier, and just for the benefit of our listeners.
I will do. The office number is 012-374-7876 or 012-374-0026. The crisis line number is 084-251-0708. We also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our efforts and the efforts of all those involved at our office, Mulana.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Sister Yasmin. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sister Yasmin Patel from Islamic Hope Line. As we know that every Thursday night in the first hour we profile an organization, and this week we were profiling Islamic Hope Line of Lodium, and we discussed some of the activities and how the Islamic Hope Line is run. And mashallah, Sister Yasmin Patel and the rest of the team, including some of the ulama that are there, they're doing a splendid and excellent job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from them and take them from strength to strength. Now, time right now is 4 minutes to 9 o'clock, and also Sister Yasmin mentioned that we're supposed to be having Maulana Yusuf Patel on the line, but we did not get hold of. There was some problem in contacting Maulana Yusuf Abid, but inshallah we will schedule another day where we'll be able to speak to Maulana Yusuf Abid also. But just to remind our listeners, from 9 to 10 p.m. we normally profile an alim that have passed away in our community. So inshallah this week we will be profiling Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Imam at Iqbalia Masjid in Chatsworth in Bayview in Durban. Inshallah we'll be profiling, we'll be speaking to Hafiz Ziyad Matter as well as Maulana Rashad Remden and Maulana Isa Badat. Our lines will be open. You can call us on 011-854-1548 if you had any memories with regards to or with Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away I think around in 2010, in September 2010. Maulana passed away. Maulana was from Chatsworth in Durban. And if you had any memories, if you want to share, or if you're one of the family members of Maulana and if you want to contribute to the program, then the SMS and WhatsApp number will be 076-786-2984. Alternatively, our lines will be open from just after 9 p.m. after our news bulletin, right through our lines will be open, so you can contribute, you can come on air and share some of the memories regarding Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sayyidullah Rahmatullah Ali of Chatsworth. The number, just to repeat again, 011-854-1548, or you can SMS me or WhatsApp me on 076-786-2984. Now time right now is 3 minutes to 9 o'clock. Next up is the news bulletin with Maulana Muhammad Bam, and inshallah we go for a break and then news bulletin, and in return we'll be hoping to speak to Maulana Hafiz Ziyad Matter as well as Maulana Rashad Remden and Maulana Isa Badat of Lanesia. That will be all after 9 p.m. Stay tuned to Radio Islam.